Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Once again, questionable song of the day, sponsored by Sartor Hamann Jewelers.
I never hope
for is Uprising by Muse. Released in 2009. Yeah, initial thoughts, guys.
Interesting. I've never been down with Muse.
Really?
They've been around for at least, I don't know, I'm going to say 10 years, for sure, because I have a friend who likes them. And she turned me on to him 10 years ago, and I just never got on it. I just could never understand it. That's probably Muse's best song, Bill, right? Is that Muse's best song, probably?
I would say so, yeah. It jumped up to like 37 in the Billboard Top 100 one year.
37, I like that.
Yeah, 37. Yeah. I'm guessing not too big of a fan.
Where would that have been on our 1972 list?
It would not have been on it.
It wouldn't have been on it.
No.
Yep.
Nick.
That isn't in my current rotation, by the way.
It's fine if it is. It's questionable. Very questionable.
There it is.
I'd never keep it on. I'd turn it off quickly. I mean, in fact, I'd turn it off quickly. But I also recognize, Bill, that it is, there's, that song has an audience. It's just not, I'm just not in that audience. I would go 1.965.
1.965.
1.965. Almost a two, Nick. Yeah, almost a two.
There's a couple little, like, I kind of a little head bob, like, all right, that's interesting. That was about it right there. Yeah, that, wow. I'm just going to go with a solid 2-1.
Okay.
A solid 2-1.
A little higher than Sip.
All right. Solid 2-1. Would never, ever leave it on.
Where do
no
we,
chance.
Where do we think Josh
a little higher. Lands six,
on this. 2. 2.3.
Good God, these are really
low. Yikes, these are these
wonder,
are
bad. Wonder why Josh didn't.
Bad
I thought Josh would like it a little bit better. I did.
I thought so, too. I thought the beat was okay. I'm a
Farley. What's Farley's going to give us a number quick here too?
He's going to say 0.9. Yeah,
that's not a Farley song.
Oh, he's writing stuff out here.
He's writing a paragraph.
He's writing.
Terrell Farley's with us today.
He's writing a book over there.
Yes. Chapter, still waiting.
Still waiting on Terrell Farley. Like fire the guy who picked that. Thank you, Terrell. Nonetheless, let's
fire him.
Once again,
that's a little harsh.
Sartor Hamann Jewelers, proud sponsor. Maybe not proud this morning. Sponsor of Song of the Day. Let's get some reaction from the text line, shall we? John in Southeast Lincoln, a 4.5. Sean in Omaha, 6.7, says not bad, Swim.
Okay.
Mike in Dalton says, what? With a lot of question marks, and gives it a 1. John in DSM says, very cool song, 8.5. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 4.0. Ryan in California, 0.0. Sanderson, says, God is not happy with you, 1.1.
Oh, with the hair.
Yep. OG Les Lancaster says, I'll give it a 2, since it is technically a song. We have, let's see, Downtown Scott, 7.5, Ellison, Illinois, 4.5. The Texas Casanova says, bring back Jake, gives it a 3. Ohio Husker says, this song is horrible, 1.1. Beefy Calzone here, finally someone that doesn't pander to the old heads, 7.6.
Wow.
Big Tom gives it a negative 3. Wow. Husker Demon says 1.2, make it stop. Dave Dipple, OMG, that's horrible.
Dipple.
He says,
where have you been,
from the
rail,
from the railroad. Yeah, stop where's by and
Dip?
See us.
Yeah. Where's Dip?
That's horrible, oh, Dip, Nick.
Dip owes me, and you, I'd say you to a certain extent, barbecue. Dip, I haven't forgotten.
Yes.
I'm texting you.
Barbecue.
Wow, there it is. He says, swinging strikeout on an obvious ball, 1.6. We actually have a couple 9.5s, a couple 8.5s.
Oh, yeah, right.
We do. From 4515 on the text line, it says 9.545. Let's see, 8.2. How about this? Retro in Southlake, Texas. 8.2, Muse put on an awesome show. Voice can be whiny at times, but they are incredible talents.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see it.
There it is.
Yeah, Nick, I was going to text Nick yesterday. I was at McDonald's. Go figure. I was going to text
you. 500 times a year.
I was going to text you to keep it in the 70s on Song of the Day. I was. I was literally going to text you.
I was driving home from slow pitch softball last night listening to 1970s music just on a Spotify playlist and just one that they throw together, trying to find something that I could, you know, I couldn't find anything that like was not controversial, but questionable.
Right, because it was all good.
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
So
this is fine. I mean, I don't want to tame your...
No, it's okay. 1.9. I remember that.
I don't want to tame...
I use it as fire.
2.1.
I use it as fuel.
I don't want to tame your willingness to go outside the lines.
Your spirit.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Bill, sir.
All right, yep. Here we go, Bill. We are...
Hit a couple more scores quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. I spent 3 minutes on scores.
That's fine.
I didn't even get to the YouTube stream. Bolt says 0.0001. So there
Bolt.
You go. All right, let's get ready with Bill's Thrills on a Monday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
That is right. Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Mid Plains Advisors. Call Dirk, Scott, and Ty at 402-730-7387 to schedule your free financial consultation today. All right, Bill, floor is yours.
Appreciate it. This thing's going to go kind of deep. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to come up, right? That's why Farley's in there and on the radio ready to go.
Put your phones down.
Of course, right there.
Phones down.
This is the most historical period in the history of college football. The most historical period in the history of college football.
And why?
As far as historical things that are happening. Phase one, yada, yada, yada. I get it. NIL portal. Everyone's like, oh, yeah. I heard it. Well, guess what? On Friday, the state of Virginia voted that now the universities can pay players directly.
Okay.
That's huge.
Right.
That if that passes by state, now the 1890 mm-hmm. can be, I don't say we're bypassed, but it's different. All I'm going to say is it's different. No one knows what's
it moves in-house is what you're saying.
It moves in-house, and they're allowed to do it. So what it does, if Virginia, let's just say Texas passes that, where all of a sudden they can just start paying them themselves and bring it in-house.
UT.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That is a big deal.
All the schools, actually.
Here's the next one. Two leagues separate. Big Ten and the SEC just completely go. They're so far ahead of everybody else, it's not even close. So much that other teams are suing their own conference that they're in currently to leave. Just imagine that. Could you imagine right now, it's like, what are you guys doing? Well, we're suing the ticket. We want to leave. And that, but yet you're still there every day.
Yeah. Tumult.
Just think about that. This what that is and what's going on with
tumult.
That. Here's the next one. Why is the most historical oracle time? 12-team playoff starts this season. That's not kind of big.
That's huge.
In the end, even before there was any playoffs, the BCS, still the two teams had to play on New Year's Day, and they either played each other, which sometimes wasn't true, mm-hmm. but they had to win to see right. who won it. Then it went to four teams. Not a big deal. All of a sudden it goes to 12 teams. That means that almost 80% of the teams will be alive midseason. Yep. 80% of the teams will be alive.
Midseason.
Here's the next one. Phase four. Rule changes. In-helmet communication, iPads, two-minute warning. Think about that change of that. In-helmet communication. What a difference that is. So when you're watching, I mean, that's a whole new world mm-hmm. of calling the game as you're going through
What's the two-minute warning?
Was it just like NFL?
Okay, so it's gonna be like that.
Just like the NFL. Phase five, this is huge. Round robin determines the championship games. There's no more East West. Everybody has round robin, which means you don't play everybody, but the top two teams who go to the like last year.
In the Big Ten, yeah.
It's the same way in the SEC.
Right.
It's the same way in the Big 12.
Round robin.
It's round robin. So the two. So now you. There's no East-West anymore. Mm. There's no different divisions like that.
That's huge changes.
Like, so that is huge. Changes everything. Phase six, unlimited transfers. Unlimited transfers.
This is
all happening at one time, people.
Yeah, it's a lot.
This is all happening at one time.
The anarchists love this.
Phase seven.
It's anarchy.
Phase seven, the NCAA is basically 100% powerless.
Yeah.
100% powerless. That's why Virginia said we're passing this law. What are you going to do? You going to go to court? You going to go after it?
No.
No chance. This will be the biggest epic 30 for 30, 60-minute show in the history. 10 years from now.
This period
of time will be the it's the most epic, it's the most historical period in the history of college football with the change.
Would you call this a period of confusion?
Yes. And it's, when I say historical, people
I wondered
say,
if you would, though. Yeah. I wondered if you would. And I do.
There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that are good. But I'm just saying, can you imagine?
There's some that's good.
Can you imagine those changes? All this happening within a 1 to 2 years.
You should read that every day. You should just do that every day. I'm not even joking. We need to be reminded.
It's 7 phases, and I could have went
Nick?
10. I could have went 10 phases.
Are you comfortable with all that?
You have to be.
No, you don't. Yeah. I never say that. I don't agree with that. No, you don't. I hear that all the time. Well, Sip, just come on. It's the way it is. Just go with it.
There's a difference between being happy with it.
I was gonna say, yeah.
And being and have to adjust to it.
Okay.
I was saying, am I thrilled that there's going to be all these rule changes? No. Or that the big picture is going to look differently? No. I liked 4 teams, but I also think 12 teams will be really cool too.
Just think of all of them at one time. This thing at the state of Virginia is huge.
Yeah, it is. It didn't seem like a big deal.
It went under the radar a little bit. It happened on Friday when it went in. All of a sudden, if all these states, and why wouldn't you? First of all, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to be like, hey, we have to be on board with this.
Yeah.
And what it allows when they finally get to it is when you have these mega contracts, it allows some of the money, and it actually makes more sense because the burden right now, it's hard to be. It's a little unsustainable.
Here's the issue, though, Bill. Wouldn't you say the issue is a lot of school? Okay, we say school is going to take it in-house. There's got to be a certain pot of money there. That pot's not going to be available to a lot of schools. Texas will have, when they move it in-house, they'll be, if these schools are smart, they will have geared for this to a certain extent. Trev Alberts used to talk about this all the time. We have to have that money there when this happens. We have to have $8 million. He didn't put a number on, but I would say you need $8 to $10 million at the very least. Mm-hmm. You think Toledo has $8 to $10 million? Mm-hmm. You think UTEP has $8 to $10 million?
No, but they don't have it in their NIL either.
No, they don't.
It's the same. But my
it's
point
kind
is,
of the
but
same.
My
yeah.
point is, I don't know what can be more confusing.
What
than this law that went through?
Right.
Because if you just sit there and say, if you're say Nebraska, and all of a sudden you're going, yeah, we're not going to delve into that, but Iowa does, and Colorado
right.
does, and California does.
It won't be uniform because all the states will move at different times. And maybe some won't move. So it's very confused. It is very confusing.
And there's
confusion.
Which gets back to phase 7, the powerless NCAA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really don't do anything. Just think about this.
They can't.
The head coach for Michigan was suspended for 6 games. And then there's an article came out that they wanted more. Mm-hmm. The NCAA wanted him suspended more games.
Mm-hmm.
They got probation. They've got nothing.
They got no teeth, Nick.
Because they're not going to. They're going to say, "Hey, we're going to do this," and the other team's going to be like, "No, we're not."
Yeah.
All they do now is run tournaments.
It's not a great period.
It's the most historical period in the history of college football. Yeah.
Well, and you alluded to it, Bill. It felt like kind of the NCAA's funeral, at least when it pertains specifically to college football, when Petitti and Greg Sankey got together. And was like, hey, if anything ever happens to the NCAA publicly, we're ready to go and break off as the Big Ten and the SEC.
Phase 2.
There it is.
Phase 2.
Yep. Phase 2. And that has to be easier said than done. I mean, wouldn't you have to have a whole set of rules made?
Oh, there's so
bylaws.
Yeah, no.
It's not just like, okay, we're breaking off.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot that goes into that conversation.
Yeah, it's incredible. But they have so much power right now. They being the SEC and the Big Ten.
Well, yeah, they have it.
And it's just going to get better. So here's an example. And the schools that sued, am I correct? Was it Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina? Did anybody else sue? Was it just those
correct.
Three schools?
That sounds correct.
So they're pretty sure they have a landing spot, in the SEC or the Big Ten, which is going to come to a super conference. But they know they have a spot that they're going to land, or they wouldn't be suing to get out.
No, you're right. My question: when you say this, I should know this, and I shouldn't have to ask. I should know it in my place. I don't. Where's the Big 12 in all this?
Big 12 is third, clearly third. The reason.
Aren't they relatively safe money wise?
They're nothing close. but they will be able to add more schools, which will make it a little bit better. But no, they're not close to, to those two. I mean, when you get down to the SEC, Big Ten. So just look at the schools that, I mean.
Harvey and Tom. Harvey and Tom got Nebraska position. Yeah. God bless them. Yeah. Harvey Perlman and Tom Osborne. Well,
just remember, there were comments as in the last 6 months. There's been, I've read numerous ones. What are we doing? We should be in the Big 12. No. I'm like, no.
Let me ask you guys this. Would Nebraska get in today?
To the Big 12?
To the Big 10.
I don't know.
That's what's alarming, right? That's what's alarming,
right?
Yeah. And that was when they went into the Big Ten. Don't forget that was just a few years removed from Bill Callahan, as well.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, I think what's so crazy, the lack of effort from Jim Phillips at the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
You've had Clemson and Florida State, and Clemson most specifically, mm-hmm. who's contended for national championships. And you've kind of been just stall. You just kind of been neutral.
I wouldn't say lack of effort. It's just the contract that they signed.
There's crazy contract.
There's no stalling, but they got there until I think it's 36.
It's 13 years. It's 13 years more.
The Big Ten will negotiate once or twice more.
Right.
And so the other teams are getting left so far behind. Yeah,
ACC entered into that crazy television.
Can you imagine? Right,
yeah. But that wasn't Phillips.
Yeah, it wasn't Phillips, no.
Just imagine 20 years from now.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The 30 for 30 they're going to do. It'll be 4 hours long.
Yeah, I won't watch it.
It will be how in the world did all these things... The rule change stuff is just kind of fun. I'm telling you, this round robin thing is a big deal.
Yeah.
There are no more East-West. First of all, it's smart. Because you know what would have happened in the Big Ten championship game last year instead of it being...
what was it?
Iowa versus Michigan.
What was it? It
would have been Ohio State-Michigan again. They'd have played again.
Yeah, if it was a round robin.
What would the numbers would have been like watching
they
that?
They would have been big. I wonder what Ohio State and Michigan fans would have thought. But that...
Real simple. Ohio State fans would have loved it.
Yeah.
And Michigan fans wouldn't.
But
you get the best two teams. Anytime you're doing it in a time that just East-West, it's like when one side's completely down. Well, right now, we'll just go back through the last whatever Big Ten, you know, the championship years, and just say, okay, how many of them were won by the West?
Not many.
No. So it's all East.
Yeah.
And so it's 90. I don't have a number when someone could have won it.
Don't do this to me.
Because when Wisconsin won it, that was when it was legends and leaders. It was different. So who was matched up? Like I said, when I was at Wisconsin, we were on the same side as Ohio State.
Yeah, great.
And so that was like, yeah, it was like great. We lost to Ohio State, won 11 games and whatever, and then we were out.
Right.
Type of deal.
That's right. In 2012.
2012
was the last time, and that was Wisconsin. That was still would have been Legends Leaders, correct?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been East West.
It was absolutely Legends Leaders.
Yeah, and it was way different. When it went to East West because of who was on your side, mm-hmm. of what they had to do.
When did they make it East West? Does anybody have a year on that by chance? Because even Michigan State in 2013, and Michigan State was on that Legends side,
mm-hmm.
when Nebraska joined, I believe,
because
that was. Kirk Cousins, Le'Veon Bell came to Lincoln.
They beat Ohio State.
That's right.
In that championship game.
They did. And then they ended up winning the Rose Bowl over Stanford.
I should know that, but I don't.
But then how about that? From 2014, Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State, Ohio State, Ohio State, Ohio State, Michigan, the last three.
Yep. Get to one last thing again. Phase 7.
Phase 7.
Right now, there's no law.
Yeah.
Because the NCAA is the only law,
mm-hmm.
and they've got no law.
There's no damn law.
They've got nothing.
They conferences don't have, maybe.
And all people are like right now, it's like, no, just do it. You can do whatever you. Yeah. Everyone has just looked at him and just said, nope, not doing that.
And they simply admitted it, and too. They admitted that we're not going to do anything.
Players benefit financially.
Financially, which is, yeah, not.
Some do.
Yeah. Never said that wasn't, you know, but that still falls into it's still a story. NIL and Portal, it's still a story.
Yeah.
There's difference of, I think, didn't Dabo switch back and say he would take a Portal?
He takes player, Portals guys now.
A one or two at that. But my point is there could be someone where he might dabble with one or two in Colorado's at, you know, 80 to 90.
Yeah.
Of who's left, I guess. My point is it's handled completely different. Completely different than how an NFL team is built by, we're going to have these guys came through the draft. They're under contract. We have free agency. We can get this many people. The numbers on it, it's not like, well, who does
structure?
Who do the Rams have this year? Oh, they got 53 free agents. Yeah. They got rid of everybody and got 53. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. It's not how it's set up. There are so many things that are just mind numbing. Mm-hmm. And only
how
thing
did it happen?
The only thing that saves.
How did we let this happen? That's the, you know, one coach I talked to had a pretty good answer to that. We didn't leave it in the hands of adults. We left it in the hands of the kids. And shouldn't be adults make these decisions?
And they never had everyone pulling the same way. Right. Adults are not. Even the adults right now are not pulling the same way.
They're just pulling the money way.
They're like, hey, listen.
They're just following money.
Big Ten, take care of the Big Ten, which I would do if I worked there.
Yeah.
SEC, all that. But there's not one person saying, what's the best thing for college football?
No. I mean, the best thing is always now about money. That's what it is. I mean, it's mm-hmm. everybody. Nobody. That's all people think about now is where the money.
But where is
it? Do we ever talk about education? Do we ever wonder what a kid's doing in the classroom anymore? No.
Well, don't forget, that's what the new transfer rules. You have to be in good academic standing.
Okay, that's good.
I'm saying that in a sarcastic manner because there's always loopholes. Plus, the threshold to make sure that you're in good academic standing isn't necessarily high. Mm-hmm. So,
and also right now like that, there's never an issue ever anymore with this. Is he going to make it? Remember those conversations?
Yes.
You had them every August.
All the time.
Hey, three or four guys, they're going to make it.
They never have that anymore.
They get the test.
Never have it anymore.
No, doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Nope, everyone's in. Everyone's in.
That, in fact, actually, I know, not to jump to a different sport, college basketball, mm-hmm. Johnny Davis, the Florida Atlantic transfer, is having difficulty getting into Michigan. He wanted to follow his coach, Dusty May, to the Michigan Wolverines, mm-hmm. ended up trying to transfer there. Hasn't gotten in.
Good.
Hasn't been accepted good. Quite yet. Now back to football, though.
Good.
We hear less and less about it.
But no, I'm good with that. I mean, I'm glad there's still some academic standards, like Wisconsin has them. It's harder to get into Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's difficult.
Michigan's hard to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I'm glad.
Well, and don't forget that now. This is the second year in a row where Michigan's kind of been hit with this because they were trying to get Caleb Love last mm-hmm. year from North Carolina. Caleb Love in men's basketball attempted to transfer. That was a big reason. Potentially Hunter Dickinson may have stayed at Michigan also mm-hmm. if Caleb Love was able to get admitted.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't able to. He ends up transferring to Arizona, and the rest is history. Juwan Howard gets fired.
Yeah,
there will be discussions that will go down through this time period.
Oh, God,
the
yes.
change of the, how,
that's amazing.
How life changed yeah. in this period. And it's mind-numbing.
Keep your sheet.
So for those that are out there that are head coaches, or for a Coach Rule, whoever the head coaches are, just imagine what they're dealing with.
And ADs, too.
And ADs, too, on a day-to-day basis.
It'd be a headache.
And also, this is every place. I've heard this talked about, and I've always said that it's unsustainable. Where this law helps sustain some things.
This law.
The law of being able to have your university pay for some things.
In-house. NIL.
Then those you get to use some of your money from those TV parts. Because right now, you're counting on fundraising. Right, yeah. For uh-huh. whatever it says, 18-9, whoever your collective is,
donors.
So every year you're going back to the well.
Mm-hmm.
You're going back to the same place. Well, that's hard. What a great job that the Peds have done, and Davison has just absolutely killed it here. This is a small. What do we have in the state? How many million?
1.9.
1.9 million. That's now I know we have people outside the state. I get that, but that's hard when you're trying to pull. Yeah. When you're trying to pull and say, listen, we have to donate, guys.
Think how hard it is at other places. that don't have a fervent fan base like Nebraska.
Yeah, the fan base here is incredible. Like I said, the job that 1890 and Davison's doing is incredible, but they have a lot on their plate.
Think about it. Nebraska's, they do have a lot on their plate, but they're in a better position than a lot of places. A lot of places don't sell out their stadium every, they don't even come close to selling out their stadium.
With everything switching, with all these things going crazy, just remember, Nebraska fans, the NIL portal slash whatever, but especially NIL, huge plus for Nebraska.
It should be.
It's not a negative for Nebraska. No. Don't be like, oh, the NIL portal, time
out. No, well, I think Fred would tell you,
this is really good.
The portal's pretty good for us.
Yeah, this is good for us because you know why? Because we have a structured NIL plan.
With money. It's moneyed.
Yep, and people show up. Yep. And also, yep. I said fan base, they sell out the vault. They sell out the stadium. They
should
show up for baseball. They show up for, I mean, they're, it's incredible how they show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nebraska fans, when it's like, whew, that's kind of tough, but be happy. Happy that you have the 1890 set up and what Matt's doing.
Another piece of that in-house concept is they'll be able to market their athletes. They'll be able to introduce them to advertisers, to sponsors of the university.
Businesses
that work closely with the university specifically. Absolutely. So that's another piece of it is the marketing aspect.
They can do that.
And the outreach part, excuse me. A couple of thoughts outreach. On that.
Outreach.
Outreach. Yeah. A couple of thoughts from the text line.
Crack your seatbelt.
Shane in Waverly says, who's the victim in all of this? Players are getting paid and are free to go wherever they want. Who's the victim in all of it?
I don't know if there's a victim. I just think it affects the...
Eventually, the adult way things will be done will be collective bargaining, just like it is in the NFL.
There it is.
That's the only way to do it, guys. It's going to be eventually. There's going to be it's going to be basically like a union. And they're going to be like, okay, we'll give this up. We'll do something different. But there's going to be some sort of a either be salary cap. Or there's going to be rules on both sides. Right now, there's no rules.
No,
there's no rules.
Which, with how fast things are moving, you have to feel like that's within the next 12 months, 12 to 24.
What's that?
Collective bargaining.
Oh
well, it's got to be if they don't have, but they get. I don't.
Not going in the house.
It's got. It's so far away from that because they have to have. They have to have one person overseeing things.
Right.
They have to have the one person say, "Hey, we're gonna work through this."
If you just look at the one, you address this law in Virginia. Virginia passed this law, but how quickly is it possible for all the states to do it, and will all the states do it? I mean, how quickly can that happen? That's a couple years probably.
I don't know. Well, that me and government. Okay, that'll take a while for me to get all the answers to how fast that could happen.
Well, how fast could all these states agree, and will all the states even want to do it? I don't know.
I think they have to. I think you have to be able to do it. I think everyone's going to be. You may not have to act on it, but you want to get it through,
right?
You could argue you may be hindering your athletic programs if you don't.
Right. I don't know. Yes, I think you're right. But what I'm getting at. Partially is how quickly can that all happen? All the
I think it's a lot quicker than you think. But I'd like to hear from the text line on that because I don't know that. I would know this though. Like I said, November 10th, it's like, all right, who's alive in the playoffs? There's going to be about 68 schools.
Yeah,
that's how many there'll be in November 10th that are still alive. Hey, if we do
that's
this,
a good thing.
If we win out, if this happens, then these guys are way up here. Okay, we got this, but you're in incredible shape as things go through. And like I said, well, it's so good. It's already went to 14.
Mm-hmm.
It's went to 12 to 14. They haven't played it once. The next year it's 14. Mm-hmm. It'll be 16 in a heartbeat.
Can you guys, do you guys agree with this of instead of the controversy between who's four and who's five, like we had with Florida State this year, it's going to be, is it the third best team in the Big 12 or the second best team in Group of Five? Are those going to be the conversations we're going to have to who's fighting for that 12th spot?
Yes.
Yes.
That's how I feel too.
They won't be as hot though. Those conversations, I don't think, is like
if you
the
just
Florida
think
State
about,
one.
You could say right now off the top of your head, SEC. I don't think you can say it in the Big Ten. SEC right now can say, hey, listen, there's four teams right now that can win it. Right now. They have a chance to win. You know, Alabama and Georgia can win it. You know, Texas could win it. They return everybody, playoff team from last year.
Oregon. Did you say Oregon?
Then what's that? No, that's for Big Ten. I'm going to SEC first. And so there you have, there's three, and then you're always going to have one more. You're going to have an Ole Miss. You're going to have a Tennessee. You're going to have somebody that's good enough to win it. In the Big
Florida
Ten,
State.
Next year, yeah. I think there's only two that have a chance.
Oregon
and Ohio State.
Yeah.
right now. I don't think I don't think anybody pushes.
You don't
back.
Think Penn State?
What's that? You know what? It's worth discussing. No, they just lost their best wide receiver.
Yeah,
their number one
to
wide
what
to, during spring
the portal.
Ball.
The portal. So that's one of those things. You know, and here's
why is he leaving?
Here's what you look at in that spot too. It's usually it's two things. It's like
I'm going to clip that. We're going to save that as a sounder for when anybody enters the
why
portal.
Is he leaving?
Why is he leaving?
Why is he leaving?
Sorry, Bill. Didn't mean to cut
no,
you.
No, but I don't. But so what's the first thing you think of when he's leaving? When he's leaving Penn State, I don't think of it's just the money. They have money, so it must be something else. Like it's something. So the perception is bad. Just like the perception when Rashada left Arizona State this weekend. The perception is things aren't going well inside the building. That's your first perception, and you don't know that.
Yeah,
you don't know that either. And you don't know either when people are leaving from Colorado. You know, I heard an interview with Deion. Like I can't comment on these things, guys. And it might just be like, hey, listen,
it's ridiculous.
They let themselves go, you know, type of thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
But if you're not in the building, yeah, that's why I always. How many times have you asked me about somebody? And I'm like going, I don't know. I'm not in the building. Or I've never worked with him. When someone says something about me asking about a coach and I've never worked with him, you should never comment on it. Being like, I know exactly what James Franklin's doing right now. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
You really don't know unless you're
just your imagination.
Just your imagination unless you're in the building. But a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff there. Once again, that was Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Mid Plains Advisors. That's a Football Facts Monday if I've ever heard one.
My God, keep that sheet. Don't throw that sheet away.
We can laminate it.
We're actually going to talk about a couple of pieces that you mentioned, that you brought up, Bill, when we return, as helmet communication and the two-minute warning were both passed late last week. And we want to get Bill's thoughts on that. Matt Rhule has been very vocal about how he believes helmet communication needs to be a part of the college game. Well, now it is. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on Early Break on The Ticket.